You think, where's 5 years gone? And what would Nicola be doing in 5 years' time? And she'd be 29 this year, a young woman, rather than a young girl.
In the 5 years where you are now in terms of Nicola's legacy, it's amazing, isn't it, what you've managed to achieve in those 5 years?
I don't think of it as amazing myself. I think it's just as this is necessary for me. It's part of my grieving process. It's part of keeping Nicola's memory alive in that legacy. And I think it's quite important. The more you look at it with what's happening on a daily basis, the amount of, you know, innocent victims of murder, I think that's quite important. So, yeah, it is amazing sometimes. I think for me, that five-year stage will be a stepping point for the next 5 years in Nicola's legacy and the memorial fund for Nicola.
I know from what you've told me about Nicola, she was a girly girl. She loved to dress up. She loved to hair, makeup, dresses. I mean, this is really a perfect thing to have in Nicola's name, isn't it?
Yeah, like we said, it's a celebration. A celebration of Nicola's life. Celebration of Nicola's legacy. And it's not just about focusing on what happened to Nicola. We know what happened to Nicola and the colleague Fiona, but we don't need to focus on that. We don't need to live in the past about that. So it is a big celebration, and Nicola would love it. She'd love getting dressed up for it. She'd love putting her makeup on and dyeing her like she usually did, and painting nails. And it will be a celebration of Nicola's life.